Since hunting season's upon us, I had a culinary question for executive chef Randy King, who is also an avid hunter and outdoorsman. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I was going to ask you about cooking venison, and I was going to say, do whitetail and muleys taste the same? So go ahead, tell me what you got here.
A few years back, I had this conversation with a fellow. He was really adamant that whitetail deer were better than mule deer. And I'm a desert guy myself, so I really kind of felt that mule deer have a one-up, or at least there was no discernible difference because venison is venison. So to prove this, I grabbed a young buck from a whitetail, a backstrap, and a young backstrap from a mule deer. And then I gathered a group of friends. So I took one of my old sous chefs, a guy by the name of Ryan, an executive chef from Redfish Lodge here in Boise, a pretty seasoned hunter, a food critic, and then just kind of a novice to wild game. And I cooked both of the backstraps the same, salt and pepper, both to 115 degrees, and sliced them and let them try them side by side and rank them. It was really kind of a fun experiment. And lo and behold, the white-tailed deer got a higher score. It was an interesting thing for me to see just where what ranked. I tell that story in a little bit more detail in my book, Chef in the Wild, Recipes from True Wilderness Chef. It's a really cool one to just talk about how the basics are still really good, but how certain things, depending kind of on diet and age, really affect the quality of meat.
The book from a seasoned hunter and executive chef, Chef in the Wild, Recipes from a True Wilderness Chef, Randy King. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.